Facebook shared data with Chinese companies. A series of reports this week revealed that, for the past 10 years, Facebook's broad sharing of data extended not only to app developers, but to the phone companies as well. And that included an agreement with Huawei, which has already been under intense government scrutiny for a potential cybersecurity risk due to its alleged ties to China's communist government. On Sunday, following a New York Times report, Facebook admitted that it had data sharing partnerships with at least 60 device makers, including Apple, Samsung, and Amazon. These companies received access to user data, including information on a user's friends without their consent. In some instances, they could even access the information of friends of friends, as one Times reporter with a 2013 BlackBerry found. More concerning, on Tuesday, Facebook revealed to the New York Times and the Washington Post that it had data sharing agreements in place with several Chinese tech companies, including Oppo, Lenovo, TCL, and Huawei. These deals appear to be similar to the ones with Apple, Samsung, and Amazon, but Huawei in particular drew attention, as the U.S. government has warned that its devices could be used for spying on American citizens. Facebook did not respond to a request for comment by press time. It told the Times that Huawei deal would wind down by the end of this week. Huawei used its access to Facebook data to populate an app on its devices that gave users a place to see all their messages and social media accounts together. Facebook officials told the New York Times, spokespeople for Facebook claimed the data didn't reach Huawei's servers and stayed on its phones. As Huawei spokesperson told The Verge, like all leading smartphone providers, Huawei works with Facebook to make Facebook services more convenient for users. Huawei has never collected or stored any Facebook user data. Huawei's actions appear to be the same as other major tech companies. BlackBerry and Samsung were able to integrate popular features from Facebook, such as like buttons and address books, using the access. The BlackBerry Hub app, which sounds similar to the unnamed Huawei app, could retrieve data on a reporter's friends, including their religious and political views, events they were attending, and relationship statuses. The U.S. government has said for years that Huawei has ties to Chinese government. In 2012, the U.S. House Intelligence Committee named Huawei and fellow Chinese tech company ZTE as serious risks to national security, warning that their devices could spy on U.S. citizens and send information back to Beijing. Currently, Huawei is under investigation from the Justice Department for potentially violating U.S. sanctions related to Iran. Part of these concerns also stem from Huawei's founder Ren Zhengfei's political background. Ren is a former engineer in the Chinese Communist government's People's Libertarian Army. He joined the Communist Party in 1978 and started Huawei 10 years after. Although Ren denied the allegations in 2013, U.S. intelligence agencies remain extremely wary of Huawei. In testimony from last February, the heads of the FBI, CIA, and NSA all recommended that U.S. citizens not use the Huawei phones. FBI Director Chris Wray cited Huawei's capacity to conduct undetected espionage. The revelation from Facebook that Huawei had access to user data has caused several senators to express concern. Concerns about Huawei aren't new, said Senator Mark Warner in a statement. The news that Facebook provided privileged access to Facebook's API to Chinese device makers like Huawei and TCL raises legitimate concerns. Senator Mark Rubio said on Twitter, "This could be a very big problem. If Facebook granted Huawei special access to social data of Americans, this might as well have given it directly to the government of China." Google has also come under fire from lawmakers about its partnerships with Huawei and Xiaomi. Warner wrote a letter today to Alphabet, Google's parent company, to ask whether the data was kept on devices or has reached Chinese servers. While Huawei's access to Facebook data may not have been any greater than other device makers, the issues that the senators are flagging is whether the data could have reached Chinese servers or been given over to Beijing, despite Facebook's assurances.